Mad Marv's Notebook for August 16th, Dog Days of Podcasting 2016. Well, the accounting's computer's back up, or at least running again. They think they got everything back. We'll know for sure when they need to process payroll next week. So for at least the next few days, things are going to be more or less back to normal. I guess now's a good time to hit them up for some replacement hard drives for my regular backup system. I think they'd be kind of accommodating, considering. But that makes me think. I usually have one of these types of disasters every year. Disaster being something where I have a permanent data loss, if not for the backup. And I still get, well, once a month, sometimes a little more than once a month, there's little requests for things from the backup, stuff that's been overwritten or just deleted or just can't be found. That's more of a convenience, but it's these disasters what I really prepare for. So the backup system I've got at the office, I've been thinking I should upgrade that because I'm running off of an old copy of a retrospect made by a company that got acquired by EMC several years ago. But that one license of retrospect has been backing up almost, 4 terabytes of data now? And I'm only using a couple of external hard drives and alternating them on different days to do the backup. And then I have a BitTorrent sync to do the offsite backup of replicating one of the backup drives. But I think about a year and a half ago, when we were looking at redoing the servers for the office, I started looking for other alternatives because retrospect is fine for what it does, but it is really slow. Typically, any kind of a restore job takes at least half an hour because it has to read the whole index file off of the hard drive to search the backup, and that alone takes 20 to 30 minutes. Then the actual retrieval of the files out of the backup takes a little bit longer. But I've been using CrashPlan as my backup, my personal backup for my own files, and oddly enough, between all the photos and all the other stuff I do, I have about as big of a backup as the rest of my office. I think my personal backup is now about 4 terabytes, whereas the office is 4 and change. Kind of makes you think about how much stuff I got carrying around. So anyway, a while ago I was thinking about switching over the office system to use a CrashPlan, but I found some things that made me not want to proceed with that. It's whatever, this last year, I'm not sure exactly what happened. I think I may have accidentally fried my primary storage for my photos and had to restore from backup. And the odd thing is, there's like some things that a program should never do. And when you're, if you ever happen to create a backup program, you should never have an automated system that deletes a backup whenever an error occurs, and CrashPlan did this. When for whatever reason, it requires a certain amount of memory for their Java virtual machine to run, and it doesn't, you know, tell you anywhere obvious that you have to increase it. It's only at the first error that you end up looking up an error code, and it tells you that sometimes CrashPlan needs more than a gig of memory to be allocated to it for it to run properly. And then if the other certain circumstances happen, yeah, that error will also trigger a recycle of the backup media. So that was really not good. Luckily, I had more than one backup, and I made sure to duplicate that backup before experimenting with the restore again. But the end of the story is that I got my files back from backup eventually and made me very cautious about assuming what a backup program does. For the longest time, I've always judged these backup programs because I've looked at several over the years. And the reason I chose CrashPlan for my current backup scheme is because it was running in real time, and it would, like every 15 minutes or so, it would scan your computer for any files that changed and add them to the backup, which is good, except for when you have a really large amount of files that I noticed that it doesn't always pick up everything, and you have to do a manual rescan all drives. That could take like an hour, or for me it takes about an hour, and let that run overnight. But in the case of my employer, I decided not to pursue CrashPlan, because that kind of a problem or glitch where it deletes the backup media, that's kind of an unforgivable bug, and I don't think they actually recognize that as a bug. So I'm still running on an old software platform for backup, and it works pretty well. Still looking for something else, considering looking for, what else have I heard? I heard good things about Shadow Protect and maybe Backblaze, but I'm in no rush right now to go and get a new system. But I keep thinking, now that I've demonstrated the value of the backup, it'll be an easier sell for me to get a more expensive system put in place. So that's my current thinking for today. And with that, I'll talk to you tomorrow.